Cranked is produced by the wonderful Green Thumb Theatre Company of British Columbia. Their mandate is the following. This is why it's not about lecturing. Quote, Green Thumb Theatre creates and produces plays that explore social issues relevant to the lives of children, youth, and young adults. We provide theatre that celebrates the language and stories of today's generation and culture to stimulate empathy, debate, and critical thinking.
That sounds very good. How exactly do they create a show about addiction that doesn't just lecture people?
No. Well, playwright Michael P. Northey tells the story from the point of view of a kid who has gone through hell backwards because of his addiction to crystal meth. The story is about Stan. He's 17. He's about to go on stage in a hip-hop contest that he won the previous year, and he's nervous. This is the first time since coming out of rehab for his addiction to crystal meth that he's doing something clean that he did before when he was really high. Mm. And he's not sure if he can be as successful without that rush of the drug. So in 45 short shattering minutes, Stan recalls how he first started drugs at 14. It's like a cliched story. His parents divorced. His father was always ragging at him for his clothes, for his choice of music. And the drug gave him the most incredible high and took him out of that critical world. He then needed that high all the time. Stan likens himself to a zombie who needs flesh. And here, the flesh is a metaphor for crystal meth. He got notoriety, did Stan, and money from last year's contest, which he then squandered. It all went up in smoke, shall we say. He stole to feed his habit. He hallucinated. Finally, after something horrific happened to him, and he realized that he'd die if he didn't get any help. And in a really uplifting moment, he realizes that at 17, he wants to live.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
What form does this show take?
Okay, let me be brave here and say this is the most in-your-face, energetic hip-hop show you will ever see. As Stan, Kyle Cameron struts, paces, and bounces the hip-hop rhythms and rhymes off the walls. His body language is fluid and fearless, and as Stan descends into the dark, drugged world, he's a mass of twitches, body jerks, and tics. And just by slowing his speech, he physically looks haunted and sick. This is a stunning performance.
This is geared towards young people. How successful are the folks involved here at actually getting that message across?
I think it's brilliantly done and brilliantly successful. It's beautifully performed by Kyle Cameron as Stan. It's a gripping production directed by Patrick McDonald, and the best critics are the kids. I saw this with in a student matinee yesterday, and at first, you know, they fidgeted and then they talked out towards the performer. Some girls giggled at some horrific scenes, and without missing a beat, Kyle Cameron said, in character, "You think that's funny?" They stopped laughing. By the end of the show, there was not one sound, not one titter. This is a theater known for its squeaky seats. Mm. Not a sound. Absolutely still. The show got to them.
Who would you recommend a play like this to?
I would say it's recommended for, it's basic, it says for kids 13 and over.
Yeah.
It's for any kid of a certain age, I'd say maybe 10 or over, and anybody who knows and loves them. And I think every single school should take their kids in that age group to see this show.
Excellent. Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.